Begin the current daf. Masechtas Brachas daf Chav Gimel. Begin the Amen Alf. We begin with Taisa de Ramasla. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Cheshinan shemi yifne behen. We're concerned that a person might relieve himself wearing the tefillin. V'asa, and therefore it's forbidden. Taisa is coming to qualify that this halacha is specifically only by a besa kavua, a permanent bathroom. And that's where the concern is, which the Gemara brought from Rava, that a person should not walk in with his tefillin into a regular bathroom to urinate, because although he's going just to urinate, we're concerned that once he's there, he might go to relieve himself and defecate, so which that's a problem, therefore you can't even go in and urinate because of that concern. So Taisa says, B'davka b'beisa kisa kavua, this whole prohibition is only by a regular bathroom, where cheshina shem yifne behen. We're concerned, once a person is there, he might go and relieve himself, and therefore they said it's even forbidden to go out and urinate. But by what's called a temporary bathroom, which is not a regular bathroom, but just where a person is just going to urinate, where people don't usually relieve themselves in that way, because in Talmudic times, there was the bathrooms, which was where they would relieve themselves and excrement, but other places, they would just find a corner and urinate, which is called the Beis HaKiseh Arai. So it's not normative for a person in just some corner of the street to go ahead and relieve himself, what's called Gedalim. So actually, in such a place, Mutal HaHashtim, a person could urinate with his tefillin, but Lichashin HaShem Yifne Ben, and we're not concerned that he's going to go ahead and relieve himself, because if he would, then that's problematic to wear the tefillin for that, and therefore that would be forbidden. But again, that halacha, that it's forbidden to even urinate, is only by Beis HaKiseh Kavu and not Beis HaKiseh Arai. Now, but then Taisus is bothered by a question. By the time lekamam, but this we'll learn the brisa later on that says lo yashin behem, you're not allowed to urinate with tefillin. Even in what's called a temporary latrine bathroom, which means to say not a regular bathroom, so you see that it is a problem. Not like Taisa is qualifying over here. That's only kavua. Says Taisa, no, hainu dafka. That is actually talking about specifically kishayichsin biyodi, which actually has a almost inverse halacha. There's talking about when you're not allowed to urinate with tefillin, even the basic kisei ara means if you're holding it in your hands. Because there the cheshinim were concerned, shemi yishavshif behen hanitzaitzis. You might come to wipe with the tefillin, which what you're holding the tefillin in your hand, you might use your hand to wipe the droplets. In miplu mayim haraglav, if the droplets fall on his legs when he's urinating, oh yiga ba'amo, or he might come to touch the tefillin on his male member, where in such a case, that's disgraceful for the tefillin, and therefore one cannot go in with tefillin to urinate even in the Beis HaKiseh Arai. But actually when it's on his head, then, like Taisa was saying, it actually is permitted to go into a makeshift bathroom, not a regular bathroom that one would go ahead and relieve himself, Gedalim, where it's only basically Kisei Ari, it's permitted to urinate, because that's what we're saying, contrarily, when you're holding it in your hand, it's actually the exact opposite of the halacha that we're bringing over here. A basic Kisei Ari, it's forbidden to go into, because, like the Bryce that Taisa is bringing, because one might come to wipe the droplets or touch his male member. But actually, in a basic Kisei Kavua, if you're holding it in your hand, actually it is permitted to go in, because actually there's no droplets, because one is generally relieving himself in the sitting position, and therefore it's not going to have any droplets, it goes right into the toilet. So there actually, that's the inverse of a halacha over here, but that's what Taisa is saying, that actually the halacha of that prohibited, when you're wearing the tefillin on your head, to go into and be mashtin, to go into a bathroom, that's forbidden, because you might come to be paina and relieve himself is only by basic kvua, not by arai, and when by arai it is forbidden, is when you're holding it in your hands. Now continue with the next Taisa de Bermaschal. This begins with the words of the Gemara, Sharipachin Kadanim, because I'll prove it to you. You have the halacha of the small jugs, the earthenware jugs, that matzilin ba'ilames, that they protect and they make the thing inside not become tummy from the mess that's in the oil. And Taisa is coming to explain what is a rai, which essentially what's bothering Taisa is the interpretation of Rashi, which the obvious question is, what's the Gemara's comparison from what we're trying to talk about with tefillin in a case, in a bag, to the earthenware vessel, which the reason why it's matzel tumma is because it's a kli charis, and therefore it's not makabel tumma. That is because the Gemara brought a proof to Abaya that if you have a vessel that doesn't even have an ear space of a tefach, which generally we were saying you have to have a halal tefach to be mafsik and to make it that it's not a problem of being in the impure area, that says no, even if it does not have an ear space of a tefach, it's going to be an interposition if it's in that bag or that case is not designated for tefillin. And then therefore you're allowed to put even on the ground. What's the proof? Said the Gemara, because you have by the small earthenware jugs that it doesn't have an airspace of a tefach, and still it says what's inside of it from becoming tum of an oil mess, even though there's no halal tefach. So therefore the same thing is going to apply to over here for the loch of tefach. Says Taisus, but Valkarach, what you have to say is mitam avruhu. Must be, and therefore that's going to explain what's the comparison to the law of tefillin, it's because of the airspace that's inside this jug, even though And that's the point to the Tzilonosa. It's regarding the ear space that's mafsik, because that doesn't have the halach of klicheres of tumma like it is by the pachin ketanim. No, it's the ear space inside. Even though it's less than a tefach, we see that it's considered its own area and it's going to separate. And that's why the Gemara is comparing the tabaya also regarding the laws of the tefil. Says Taisus, how do we know this? Because the iles b'hu aver klal. Because if you did not consider the ear space significant at all, then loy hayamatzil, it would not actually protect, even though it's klicheres. Why? Klicheres is. It's not metame on the external, and it's tightly sealed. So why wouldn't it protect? Because Taisa says, we would compare it to like a food item that was covered in mud. Where shemekablin tuma b'olames, that actually that food item actually is susceptible to tuma in the olames, meaning the mud around it does not protect it from tuma. Because you don't even look at it as an earthenware vessel inside is food. You look at it as a food that's covered with earthenware. With mud, because it's just covered. It's like a chocolate covered almond. You don't say that in the chocolate is an almond. It's an almond. It's a chocolate covered almond. Here also, it's a food item that's surrounded in mud, and therefore the food item is susceptible to tumah. Oh, so therefore, obviously that this airspace less than a tafach. The reason why it is saving is because we consider it as a significant area that separates from the tumah that's on the outside of it. Oh, that's what the Gemara is proving. The same thing is regarding Abayi's halacha of the tefillin, that you're allowed to put on the ground because even though it's less than a tefach, it's still going to be considered a significant area, at least if it's not a kli miyuchid for the tefillin, to separate from the ear on the outside, and therefore it's going to consider a separate area, not a problem about putting it on the floor. Now we continue to Talmud Beis, we begin with Taisus, the Ramaslam. Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara, Devar Meshatati Loch Kan Bechulu. The thing that I permitted you over here, I made it forbidden for you over there. Taisus comes to explain, why didn't the Gemara explain this teaching, which the Gemara was attempting to exactly interpret what this teaching means to say, regarding someone who wants to relieve himself when he has a tefillin on his head? And that is, the Gemara brought a teaching from Rava, that according to Beis Hillel, it's permitted for a person to hold his tefillin in his hand when he urinates. That the Gemara asks, but we learned in the Braisa that says, the things that are permitted for you over here, I make forbidden for you over here. In other words, the things that I make permitted for you in a regular Beis HaKisei, I actually paradoxically made it forbidden for you in a basic kisi ari. So the Gemara thought to say that that's tohu matzvilin. So if you hold it according to Beis Hillel, it's forbidden for a person to hold his tefillin in his hand when he's urinating, so it makes sense. Because that's what the Brice is saying, this paradox. That by a basic kisi kavua, you're allowed to hold the tefillin in your hand. You're not allowed to wear it, you're allowed to hold it. By a basic kisi ari, you're not allowed to hold it. But if you say, like Rav is saying, that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to hold the tefillin in your hand when you urinate, so if that's the case, so there's no case that they say it's ever forbidden in this halacha. So what's this asarti loch kan that we're saying here it's permitted, here it's forbidden? So the Gemara says, you're right, it's talking about regarding something else. Regarding how much of your body, of your private area, you're allowed to reveal when you're relieving yourself. That two tvachim that I permitted for you by a basic kisei arai was only when you're urinating, that I only permitted for you in a basic kisei kavua. But I didn't permit you by arai, meaning there's a difference between relieving oneself. But regarding urinating, that's only a tefach, and regarding relieving oneself, one requires a little bit more in the rear. That's the Gemara talks about regarding tefach tevchayim. But in that, Taisus is bothered. He says, what's bothering Taisus is the terminology of the halacha would make more sense in a different way. And Taisus says, why not to say that interpretation? He says, b'lay b'lishnu, the Gemara did not have to answer and say no. It's not regarding how much of your body you're allowed to uncover when you're going to the bathroom. It's still like we had assumed in the question, it's so much film. So what does it mean? Dvam shatati loch kan, asati loch kan, which again, according to Rava, cannot mean regarding holding the tefillin in your hand. It's a different interpretation. Dvam shatati loch bebeis hakisei arai, the things that I permitted for you to do in a makeshift bathroom. Asati loch bekavua, I made it forbidden for you in a regular bathroom. What is that halacha? It's halacha that we know from a Gemara elsewhere. The asal lepanis begedaylam. A person is not allowed to relieve himself in a beis hakisei arai if he's what's called if he's relieving himself, is it excrement? And with vatfilin barashah and having the tefillin on his head, avalahash de mutter. But a person is allowed to urinate in a basic kisei arai with tefillin on his head. Whereas that halacha does not apply by basic kisei kavua. A basic kisei kavua, you're not allowed to urinate with the tefillin on your head because of what we said in the previous tesis regarding one might come ahead to relieve himself. So why didn't you say on? That's what halacha is. Dvar mishatati loch kan regarding the basic kisei arai, which regarding urinating, that's tati loch kan. I made a forbidden view in the basic kisei kavua. So tesis mishum deloy ashkecham bebraisa. No, because we don't find explicitly this halacha, although it's in the Gemara, we don't find explicitly in a braisa. And the Gemara is assuming that this is an interpretation of the braisa. Dvar mishatati loch kan, that we would find this halacha elsewhere It's just, it's saying a cryptic terms over here, but we would find it in a brisa, but it's not brought in a brisa. This halacha that the Gemara is trying to say it's talking about. Regarding how much of your body you're allowed to reveal, if it's a tevech or two tvachim, ashkechan lebe b'raisa b'head, we find that explicit in the b'raisa, and the Gemara prefers to say that interpretation over the more linguistically preferred interpretation that it's talking about regarding the bathrooms of the tefillin, because again, that's not explicit in the b'raisa. Harav Rabbi Yosef, this interpretation is from the Rav Rabbi Yosef.